extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena Sam, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How is everyone?
Very well today. We're all just talking about how nice the weather is.
Yeah.
Which makes us super boring, but it's true. It's so sunny and lovely out there, and it's put everyone in a good mood. How are you
100%.
Feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's like, again, I was saying, like, it's one of those days where it feels like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Big time. Yes. Big time. That is a huge mood at the moment. What are we talking about in the world of food today, Sam?
In the world of food. Okay, so last week I was talking about woks, and it was proven to be very popular amongst the listeners. So,
yeah, a lot of texts. So
I thought I'd answer a couple of questions that I didn't get to talk about last week, which was seasoning woks and what that means, and also when you do receive a new wok, what should you do to prep it for use? And then I will move on to a cooking technique that is very popular amongst some cultures and not so in others, and kind of the benefits of it, which is steaming food.
I think steaming, you know, in a lot of Western cooking gets a bad rap because I think you think about steamed vegetables being like sad Brussels sprouts and things that maybe like your great auntie or someone used to make for you. So I'm excited to hear a little bit about that. But let's talk woks first. So we did get a few texts about how do you season your wok. How do you do that?
Well, seasoning wok doesn't mean literally adding flavor to your wok, but it could mean that. It doesn't mean like adding salt and pepper to it, but it means that you are essentially creating a non-stick surface, but also using food to actually season the metal so that it imparts into everything else that you cook as well.
Cool.
So it adds flavor to the wok, but more importantly, it prevents it from sticking to the wok, creating a patina layer, which is like a oil layer. When you heat up the wok, the metal expands and the pores are exposed, so then when you add oil to it, it seeps into the metal and it creates this protective layer to stop it from rust and corrosion. So it's super important. When you do receive a new wok, though, you have to make sure you clean it very well with hot soapy water, because normally they apply like a factory oil to it to protect it from humidity during shipping. So again, hot soapy water, wash it off, and then you're ready to season your wok. Throw it onto a your heat element or your heat source, you want to heat it up to when it's basically hot enough that if you add a few drops of water, it evaporates instantly.
Got you.
Once at that temperature, you want to add maybe 2 tablespoons of oil and using a paper towel and rub that all around the wok, and you want this on a low heat for about 10 to 15 minutes.
So I just have a question about that. Is there a particular oil you should be using or not using for this particular technique?
Yeah, so you want to use a really neutral oil, or also peanut oil works well in this case.
Nice.
Something that's very high heat proof. You'll notice that the wok, if it's brand new, it will start going black, and that's kind of what you're wanting.
Cool.
You want it to create that layer. Or also, if you have a wok that is like just sitting in your emergency cooking equipment pile for a long time and it had been seasoned, but it's the oil's gone rancid, etc., what you want to do to freshen it up is add like a cup of salt. And then when you add a cup of salt to it and then apply it over heat, that salt will draw out any of the oil, rancid oil that has been built up, and then that allows you to have then, so you throw away the salt, and then you have a new canvas to re-season and, your wok as well.
That is useful to know, because I seasoning, you know, pans and things like that is something that I have come to late in life, and I feel like I've been neglecting a lot of my cooking equipment. So this is very useful advice for me, Sam, I have to say.
Oh, great. Another thing that people do is they'll use like a sacrificial food item. So usually like one whole onion sliced up during the seasoning session works well as well. So that's the wok question.
Cool. Thank you for answering those. So on to steaming, a much maligned, overlooked type of cooking in many Western spaces. But what's the deal with steaming, Sam?
Okay, what is steaming? So steaming food is the method of food preparation that uses hot liquid vapors to surround the food, cooking it gently without agitation. What's great about steaming is a lot of people don't think about this, but you essentially can't cook anything over 100 degrees Celsius because that is what the temperature of water boils. So what that means is that it's really hard for you to really dry out food, especially because water vapors are rehydrating the food as it cooks.
Mm-hmm.
What's also great about steaming is that it is low in calorie to cook because it doesn't use grease or oil. And the food flavor is not lost during osmosis, or so water doesn't absorb any of the flavor, and because normally we'll discard it if we're boiling something. The other thing is that it doesn't impart any Maillard reaction, which
now,
is
kind
of
that
sugar. That sugar caramelization. So when you bake or you pan fry, etc., you're adding this other like level of flavor to food that caramelizes sugars, etc., which changes the flavor complexity of your of whatever product that you're cooking. But steaming allows you to naturally just highlight the pure flavors from that particular protein or vegetable as well.
Nice.
Okay. Steaming technique was believed to be used since the old Stone Age period. So it was the first version of it was cooking food by wrapping them in wet leaves. And if you think about tamales or certain wrapped dumplings, etc., that was like the first iteration of steaming. And though not common in Western kitchens, many cultures have relied on steaming. So such as China, India, and North African countries. What I found really interesting is that the link between cultures that cook with steam and contrasting with cultures that don't. So the first thing is steaming requires very little energy. So very little fuel to keep a small, so basically a small amount of water and a little bit of fuel to keep the water boiling means that you're able to cook for a lot of people. And in places that have scarcity of resources, this is the perfect way to feed a large amount of people.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, when you hear it, you're like, that is so obvious, and I don't know why I didn't think of it, but that is, you know, a cost-effective, resource-effective, such a cheap and easy way to feed a lot of people.
Steaming for the win.
Steaming for the win.
Yeah, steaming. And also, I mean, Western culture, it probably gained a lot of popularity during the 80s where calorie counting and healthy eating was the trend. And that's what you were talking about before.
Kind of jazzercise.
Like, yeah, those like infomercials where they're like steamed asparagus, you know, and
delicious.
And all those like steaming gadgets now as well. But again, it's because it is healthy. It retains a lot of the vitamin C and vitamin B in your food because it doesn't seep out. It preserves 50% more nutrients than most cooking methods.
Oh wow!
It's great.
And I do like that it does retain the flavor of the thing you're cooking. It's quite a good way to get that true flavor of the vegetables, especially. I feel like, you know, if you have a well steamed vegetable, change your life.
But it doesn't have to be boring. So you could you could steam your asparagus, you can steam your broccoli, and it becomes a very broccoli-tasting broccoli. And what then happens is that you can re-season it with your high fats or your seasoning salt or sauces, and then you're getting like an intense broccoli flavor with your amazing fat-flavored seasoning. So, I mean, it's kind of like the best of both worlds.
I was just about to say that. This is great. I love that. I'd never really thought about how tamales and stuff, that's all a steaming process. It's like cooking a hangi as well. So much of that is the steaming that goes on underground. And it's such a particular delicious type of flavor that you get out of it. We've got one more wok question for you, Sam, before we let you go.
Okay.
And it's a good question. Do you clean your wok with soapy water or will that wash the oil out?
So if you feel like it's to a point where it needs to be cleaned with hot soapy water, you can, and then you just re-season it after. So you re-season it just by heating it up and adding a little bit of oil. Generally, no. So you would just use hot water in general, just to brush it off.
Cool. And is that the same for cast iron as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you feel like it's at a point where it needs to, then you can. But just make sure you're re-seasoning it.
Nice. Good to know. Good to know. Many a pan has been ruined in my flat from one of us not knowing what we're doing, I think. Often me. Hey, thank you, Sam. Always a pleasure. And I feel like I've learnt plenty this morning. We'll talk to you again next Thursday. Have a lovely week.
Perfect. Thank you for having me.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Speaking of